Janet McCabe is working on the EPA's Clean Power Plan. That's a proposal to cut pollution from existing power plants. It's long, 645 pages, and adopts a state-by-state approach toward reaching overall emission goals set in Washington.
It's a great read. I was comparing it to the latest Harry Potter book, you know, where it, you know, it's really anticipated and what's going to be in it, is it going to leak?
The plan came out in June and public comment extends to October. Here's what it proposes.
It sets a target for each state, a carbon intensity target.
In other words, a limit on how much carbon dioxide can go out of the smokestack for every megawatt of electricity produced. Connecticut's been doing this for a while. The state is one of nine participating in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, a cap-and-trade program where states buy and sell pollution credits. About 90% of Connecticut's energy comes from natural gas or nuclear power, and the state has only one coal plant left, Bridgeport Harbor Station. Which raises a bigger question. Can the feds regulate pollution that blows into New England from other states?
This is not an easy thing. I'll just say that, whether you're on the downwind side or the upwind side.
Enter the cross-state air pollution rule, which restricts emissions from states in the Rust Belt and Appalachia. McCabe says their pollution can blow into New England via prevailing winds. Implementation of this rule has been held up by legal challenges, but a 6-2 Supreme Court ruling in April said the EPA can regulate cross-state air pollution. McCabe says she hopes that will pave the way to implementation of the cross-state rule in the coming months. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.